Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome to Wrinkled Not Dead, episode number 71. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
Welcome indeed to anybody who's joining us for the very first time. And if you're a returning listener, hey, we appreciate it. Anything to do with Wrinkled Not Dead, including all of our past episodes, can be found on wrinklednotdead.com or iTunes or, as they say in NPR, wherever podcasts are found.
I think I like that, though.
I love that. No, I'm serious. I thought it was great.
And I say sharing is caring or caring is sharing.
Either way it works.
Tell everybody to listen to us if you like us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how we grow.
That's how we grow. We've been married forever. It says 33 years. No. We do radio and TV stuff. Michael Bell Productions is our company since for 28 years. Or so.
We incorporated in 1989,
and we do
radio, TV, advertising,
right.
Anything you hear or see we can do,
mm-hmm.
Training, everything.
All the whole bag. Okay, major topic today, kind of looking forward to this too, in fact I am looking forward to it, is the simplifying life, and we have some tips on that as well as some article information. We did a lot of research on this, so I hope you're going to enjoy it. But we always start with, Janet finds it a little quote to sort of set it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So this is about simplifying your life.
Yeah.
The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. Hans Hoffman.
More difficult than it sounds.
It's really more difficult. How do you eliminate the unnecessary? How do you know what's the unnecessary?
Okay, yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about later in the show.
Yeah, okay, I love it. Rose and Thorn. Rose is something that wonderful happened or positive that happened during the week, and because we publish once a week,
mm-hmm.
Right? And a thorn is something that may not be as pleasant, but we definitely learned from. So I had so many roses, I couldn't decide which one. First of all, I got to throw it in. It's not even on our outline or anything, but
okay,
our
what?
Immediate next-door neighbor is turning 81 this week and is getting married.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. To the guy she's been living with for 29 years.
Fabulous.
I just love it. I just love it. Okay, and also.
It's never too late
for
love.
Oh, yeah. We did a play called It's Never Too
Late. We did.
We're okay in that.
Yeah,
anyway.
We thought we were anyways.
We thought we were. At that point in our lives, we were wonderful every minute of the day, every day. My other rose is, and I'm going to say a big shout out to Dave and his wife, Karen, up in Canada. Who I follow on LinkedIn, I think it was. Yeah, it was. And he and I worked for the same company, The Brick, for a very long time. I still do as their spokesperson. But anyway, Dave famously put out, I'm retired. Now he's listening to Wrinkled Not Dead and thinking, I'm on sabbatical. Now he's thinking, I'm not on sabbatical. I'm not talking to a couple of companies, and I'm going back to work. And his wife, Karen, is supporting him in this. And whatever company that he makes an agreement with, of those two that he's negotiating with right now, is going to be very lucky to have Dave. And I didn't get permission to use his last name, so I won't do it. But Dave and Karen, good for you.
You know, good for you. Yeah. Don't let them push you out.
That's right. Don't let them push you out. Exactly. My thorn this week, traditional companies are just so closed to social media. Will you stop and listen to some of the most successful people in North America, anywhere in the world right now? They are plugged into social media. It's just like in the old days, you know, you'd be dealing with it, you know, back in the broadcast days, uh-huh. when that was the fundamental. It was, you couldn't get anybody to look at cable.
I remember that.
Why? Well, I can't measure it. Well, everybody's watching it, but I can't measure it. But if you put an ad on there, people will buy your stuff. But I can't measure. Yes, you can. You're selling stuff.
I know.
And it's the same argument. It just drives me nuts. I can't get around it.
Yeah, you know what, though? Just because you understand it, you know, it takes a while for people to get on the wagon.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that those that get on there quickly will make money. Because remember, podcasts, like, well, particularly ours, because we buy the bandwidth, they stay there forever.
That's right.
So your advertising stays there forever, or whatever you want to say. Your message is out there.
I know. It just sometimes gets frustrating, because we've been doing it now, 71 weeks.
I know.
And,
I know.
You know, we know. We get it. Anyway, the whole show's going to melt down if I keep going
it's
on
my
that.
Time for the roast.
It's your time.
Mine is a simple one. Talking about simplifying your life.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store, and I don't know if they have it all over the world, but you know when you try to get your grocery cart out, and it's in one of those long cement kind of tunnels, you like, and you have to kind of back it out, and the wheels are all wobbly, and you're trying to get out. Well, I'm always struggling, and there's always people trying to get me out of the way. This nice gentleman was struggling with the cart, was pulling it out, and I was thought, okay, come on, let's get going so I can go in and get my cart. And he handed me his cart and said, here you go, my dear.
Oh.
And I said, man, thank you so much. No one has done that for me in a very long time, if
typically
ever.
Typically, they're elbowing you out of the way.
Even like you know, when you board an airplane.
Yeah, putting the overhead bin and stuff.
Yeah, particularly as an older person now, I've become invisible. And, you know, people come in and they knock me out the way. Guys, you know, hit me in the head with their bags as they're shoving me out the way so they can get their preferred seat. And there's, you know, I just thought, man, this guy was such a gentleman. I miss that. You don't see that
manners,
a lot anymore.
Good manners.
Right.
People who have decent upbringing or created that themselves in their life.
So that little simple gesture, Mike, made my whole week.
Yeah.
So just think about it when you're out there. Do something nice for someone, and it will make their whole week.
Yeah. I love that. That's good for you. I'm very glad that it happened. So what's your thorn?
My thorn. Okay. My thorn is when... Okay, right now we're basically rebuilding our business from ground zero, is what I like to call it. You know, reference to 9/11. I'm just saying we're starting all over from the very beginning. And so we're really focused on each and every
opportunity
that we go out there and we bid on. And I'm so focused on it that I cannot get my head around when to say, okay, they're not ready for us. Move on.
Yep, I get it. I know it's difficult, but you know, I think it's because when we were younger, there were probably as many or many more opportunities, but they sort of floated by. You know, we did know when to shut it off and just say, no, I'm doing this right now. I'm doing this right now. I want to do this.
Yeah. And we were busy with our, you know, really big client and, we were steady with all of that.
Traditional stuff.
And then when you're starting all over again, each and every one of those are so important.
Yeah.
But the key is to know, okay, I've bid, I've pushed, I've asked, I've shown them the features and benefits and the reason why they should have
us. Asked for the sale.
We did. And then if they're still not interested, you need to say, okay, sorry, wipe your hands and move on. Because you know what? The world is a big place when you have a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Who was it, Gary Vee, who said all that? Yeah. Gary Vee's very famous blogger and podcaster and business person, and he kind of pointed us in that direction to think, you know, you don't have to be own the world here. You just have to this little slice of the podcast world. I mean it's ridiculous. You just have to have your following and stick to that.
Because the world is a big place.
I'm in some what a kind of mood. It's a Sunday morning. I'm having such a great time, but I could sail off in any direction today and talk for an hour.
But what I love is we're no longer stuck in this little market. Our market is the world.
I know. That's very, very...
And so that's what's kind of cool.
Okay. Jen's health minute. I love
this. I'm always trying to find a health minute for everyone, something that everyone would find interesting. And Tammy Lee Webb...
Who we recorded yesterday, episode number 2 of It's Steel,
about the buns. Yeah. She's famous for Buns of Steel back in the 80s. Yeah. She's a fitness guru. She really is.
Fitness Hall of Famer.
Yeah, she is. And we're so pleased to
be
working with her.
Show,
it's amazing. Yeah, we're producing her show on a regular basis. She asks us to help, and that's one great thing that's come out of our podcast. But one thing I learned yesterday was she was talking about the few moments before actually getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
She focuses on what is coming up that day, calms herself, and projects, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what's important. I see my goal today. And then she says she gets out of bed with vigor but calmness, you know?
She's mentioned that almost every time that it's because we bring it up, I guess, because I'm trying to do that. And she reminded me that that's a habit that needs to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning you have to do it the same way. Just say, okay, I'm projecting that all the things that I'm going to do today are going to be positive and they're going to work out just great and things will be fine.
And so we're thinking about simplifying your mind and having a healthy mind.
Yes, we are. Fun fact.
Well, this is a good one. You came up with this one.
I found this one. I'm thinking, you know who I'm thinking of. Longtime listener, right from the very beginning, old gym rat friend, Karen Covington.
Karen
I could say her
Covington.
Whole name. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hello. But she is the uber Disneyland fan. She belongs to that special club, whatever, the Club 33 or something like that. Okay, here's one. And I'll bet she knows it, but nobody else out there is going to know it. In the original Disneyland, there is a basketball court inside the Matterhorn.
Wow. That's a ride. It's a ride in California
in
Disneyland.
In California Disneyland. Employees go there and shoot the hoops during their breaks.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
You know what I'd like? A behind the scenes of all that kind of stuff at Disneyland.
Well, she does that.
It would be like going in the tunnels of London, down below in London.
Yeah.
Like, I always like the behind the scenes of stuff.
I know. You've said about the sewers of Paris, but I'm not doing it. I'll go to Paris with you, but I'm not going in the sewer to see that big ball rolled of fat down there. This is a horrible story.
It's a whole other deal we'll talk about. Maybe a fun fact for another time.
Maybe, let's do that next week.
Yeah.
Let's find out about the big ball that rolls in the sewer in
the Paris sewers. That's something to look forward to.
Oh,
listeners.
Yum. That's good. Cooking fat. Yum.
Oh, okay, let's get into
all right, simplifying your life. Okay. So, found a whole bunch of articles, but this one really spoke to me, so I'm speaking to you about it, you guys. This is from Regina Wong, and she just nails it with five different points on simplifying life.
She makes it simple.
Yeah.
She doesn't overcomplicate it.
Okay, all right.
So let's get to it.
All right. Okay, number one, focus on the essentials. All right. Set aside a quiet time and ask yourself honestly, who are the people and what are the things that are essential to your happiness? Boing.
Oh.
I like it.
These are the people and things, physical belongings, activities, experiences that you cannot live without.
That's right. So her idea, Ms. Wong, is to put the most of your time and resources on those things, on the essentials of your life. And I think that's a brilliant first point.
I do too, and particularly with people.
Yes.
Really focus on the people that are essential to your happiness, and those that aren't, clear them out.
Yeah, like you said about Facebook.
Yeah, you know, there's a few people on Facebook that post things that I know are just unkind and that personally hurt my feelings. And if you find that too, what I suggest is you don't defriend them. You just hide them. So you won't see any of their postings, but they won't know that.
So it's not rudeness on your part.
You're not being rude, and they're not being hurt by that. And so that's one thing I'm going to do to simplify my life. I know that sounds silly and stupid, but I can, focus on it because it hurts my feelings.
No, also, you're plugged into social media.
Exactly.
So it is important to
you.
Live with only what adds joy or value.
Okay, ladies, this is important because I've made a mistake.
What?
Before buying anything, ask if it adds joy and or value to your life and if you really need it and if spending that money is worth it. And
okay.
I'm saying ladies because I like to buy or used to buy clothes and purses and stuff.
Yeah.
And if I had to do it over again, I would have rethought it. You don't need half of what you've got in your closet. I'm right now going through my closet and selling it on, like eBay and different places, Real and all that to get rid of the clothes I don't need. I only wear like half a dozen things.
Yeah, I know. But you go through a phase in your life when you're accumulating stuff.
You
too,
do.
And then you finally, like us, wrinkled, not dead, you come to a point where you say, what is that stuff? And then remember that article just a while back about nobody wants to have your old china.
Or jewelry.
Your old jewelry.
None of the young people want your jewelry.
They
so
don't.
Guess what? Go and sell it. And you'd be surprised how much money you have in something that you never look at.
And I'm looking right now at a whole bunch of china. Well, actually, it's the crystal. And we rarely, if ever, use it. And nobody's going to want this stuff, even though we treasured every purchase that we made. Okay, so you have a wine glass that costs $150 or something. That's absurd.
People nowadays, if you can't put it in the dishwasher, they don't want to use it. So my big deal thing is questioning our purchases and possessions will make us more mindful and conscious of consumption, reducing our clutter, and most of all, saving us money in the process.
Oh, can I throw in the thing about Ken Druck, Dr. Druck now?
Yeah.
When we interviewed Dr. Ken Druck, whose new book, Courageous Aging, is just about to be launched, he was in the process of taking all of his stuff out of his office, packing it off, and whatever he was going to do with it. He's clearing it up. He says, I don't need to have all this junk anymore. I just don't. I've had it for too long. I need to simplify my life. And at that time, we were saying, well, you know, sometimes it's good to have stuff. And then I understand where he's coming from.
Absolutely.
And good luck on the book, Dr. Druck, because you're a smart man. You've done a lot of wonderful things in this world, including counseling people from survivors from 9/11, all that.
Yeah, amazing,
so his
man.
Book, good man.
And actually, if you go to wrinklednotdead.com,
yeah, there's,
we have a post on that.
Yeah, we do.
From the
okay.
past.
Okay, make time for yourself.
That's a hard one.
Well, I love the way she puts this.
Okay.
You are the most important person in your life. If you are not happy or well, you can't offer anyone else the happiness and care they deserve.
Once again, if you're on a plane, you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself before helping others.
That's a great
analogy.
All
the time
though.
But it's simple.
I know.
You have to, if you don't go to the gym and you keep, this is something I learned from Tammy yesterday because we haven't been working out. Tammy Lee Webb. Mm-hmm. We have not been working out because we've been so focused on work.
This stuff.
You need to stop for a minute and take time for yourself. I like that one.
Do whatever that works for you and find peace and calmness and help regain your balance and energy. That's making time for yourself.
Yeah, okay. And whether if that's yoga or spending time with your dog, because you don't get back the day. I know we keep saying that and you forget it. This today is all we have right now.
Mm-hmm. I know, but it's tough to learn that lesson.
Clear some space is number four.
This is, I think, you know where she's going with this. It's mental, emotional, physical, but all three, which I love, which is a nice way to approach it because all three are different, but all three are related, aren't they?
It's true.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know when you spring clean? Everybody loves spring cleaning.
Yep.
And then they feel, wow, I feel so calm.
Remember when you got me the dumpster for my birthday?
Yes, I did.
It was one of the best gifts I ever had.
So do that. Get someone a big dumpster for their birthday and throw this stuff out.
Yeah, there's a huge construction dumpster in the garage because our CCNRs have to be in the garage. So we looked at this thing and it's been around for a while and it smells kind of horrible and all that. I thought, whoa, our entire home will fit in this thing. We had that thing full in an hour and a half. Remember that?
And that was a throwaway stuff because other stuff we had Father Joe's or all these different charities to come and pick up.
That's right. Not worthy of the AmVets or anything like that.
But everybody always feels good like when they clean out their closet or they clean up the office or that's one thing. You know, remember the company that we worked for and you still do, the Brick?
Yeah.
They taught us brick detail.
Yes.
And that was at the end of the day, they always said, clear off your desk and have everything put back in place. So in the morning when you come, you have a clean plate.
Yep.
Man, were they ahead of it. They were talking about simplifying your morning so you could get to it.
That's exactly right. And we'll be talking more about that concept again in just a couple of moments. But remember also, they would have all your pens. The desks were identical, and pens and paper and all that kind of stuff all had the same place. So if somebody had to use this desk today, you know where all the stuff is.
They were amazing.
It was cool.
They actually taught us a lot.
Yeah, they did.
And we've continued it through our whole life.
I know.
And a lot of it was keeping things organized and simple.
And brick detail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like it. And emotionally, though. Yeah. How do you clear out your mind? I guess it's just by that, like your first quote about, what was it again? I'm going to find it here. Okay. Eliminate the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. So there's a mental attitude towards clearing space, I guess, huh?
Clearing space and calmness. Some people do that through meditation. Some people do that through yoga. Some people, like myself, I do that by calling my mom.
I know. You talk to your mom. She's 95 years old, folks. If you're a first-time listener, she lives. She's in assisted living now in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. And at 95 years of age, she looks fantastic. And you talk to her three times a day.
And sometimes that clears my mind because talking to my mom, she's lived so long. I'm telling you, she has simplified her life. Mm-hmm. You know, she's coming towards the end of her life. And the things she has left are what is important.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line on that point, in clearing a space and decluttering your stuff, always ask, does this add joy and value to my life? If yes, keep. If no, discard or pass it on to someone else who needs it more than you do.
Love it.
I do.
No, nothing else needs to be said.
Nope, that's exactly right.
This is
final
a big
point.
One.
Yep.
I can't do this.
I know.
Learn to say no. This is the hardest thing. This is the hardest thing to tell people no. We are social animals and we hate to be left out and we hate to disappoint. So we say yes to just about everything because we want to be.
You want to please people. Right.
Yeah, and we want to be part of the group, and we want to be accepted, and right. we want to be loved, all that.
Yeah. Well, no, in the words of Regina Wong, is the hardest word. But if you want to reclaim the time that you have in this world and the resources in our life, what really matters to you, you have to say no, and you have to say it more often than you think.
Even if it's awkward and difficult. Eventually, it becomes liberating. And one thing, your mother, God bless her, she's passed away. She had a great way of saying no.
Yeah, yeah, she was. And you know, some people perceive that as being cool or cold. I just say that, you know, that's living a life that's clean.
And strong. I have to tell you, when people say no to me in a kind way, I actually respect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with it. So most people are okay when you say no. It's how you say it. And if you always explain why you can't do something, generally, people don't have a problem with it.
I know, but as you're doing that, going through that process, you go through your own mental anguish, though, don't you? It's harder.
You do.
So it's such a good point, and it has to be addressed because you're wasting all of that brain power, all that energy in you, and you're just throwing it away. You could be thinking of something else.
If you just take time to explain why,
yeah, I know.
It's so easy, but people don't take the time to explain why.
Yeah.
I know I don't.
Well, you know, don't be hard on yourself.
So we're trying to keep it simple, but if you want more information, again, you can go to our blog.
Yeah, we're going to put this whole thing on there.
More simple ways to simplify your life without being confusing.
I know, we had quite the discussion about this because you had these nailed on.
I did.
Practical, like a list of 10 things, but they were all great. So now we know about this part of it from, I guess, the spiritual side of making life more simple. But you have the practical things like clearing your desktop.
Yeah, and I had one about like having too many purses and changing your purses. Your purses don't have, for women, for me, I'm just talking about me, don't have to match or whatever. Just, you know, do it simple. Make it easy.
Okay.
Get up and go.
Time off. All right.
Time off is when we kind of figure out something to do that's inexpensive, that
right.
You guys can all go out and do too.
Well, if time off was kind of forced on us, you know, we were just getting wound up and crazy and into the ridiculous things, the unnecessary things, talking about simplifying your life, and we just shut it off. We just closed the company for the day, and you know, it was almost spur of the moment. You said, "Okay, we're going to go on a harbor cruise because it's one of our things that we love to do." We've talked about this before, but it's such a nice thing for us to do. And everybody in every town has something like that. It doesn't matter where you live. It's kind of like a staycation, they call them, or something, you know. But that's what we did. And it made a tremendous difference in our outlook, didn't it?
It did, because what we were doing was we're looking at our glasses half empty rather than half full, and we were getting all stuck in the confusion of where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And it was just non-productive. And so if you can get out there and just do something touristy in your own town, it makes you feel like you're on vacation. And it can be very inexpensive. Go to the zoo. Go to a museum. Whatever. And feel like a tourist. Feel like you're on vacation for that afternoon, hour, day, whatever. And you do come back refreshed. And we're more focused.
Yeah. Okay. For an example, if you live in the suburbs, and I tell you, anybody in any town, if you've been there for a while, go downtown. And see how much it's changed since the last time you ventured out there.
Great
idea. And go to some restaurant that you, look them up. I mean, there's everywhere, Yelp and all these Open Table and all these resources to find some little place in Little Italy or something to go for lunch. And do that. And it'll make a terrific difference in your life, I'm telling you right now. So start incorporating a time off in your life.
Remember when, I'm going to grab this one. This is going back so everybody can remember. Well, in the United States, in fact, our dear friend Nancy sent us a note about this, and it was for the people that lived in California, Disneyland passes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and it was
right.
so beautiful. It was a simple little card, and it had like the happiest place on earth, and it said, "We hope you enjoy your day," and you could use this pass over and over again.
Did it give you a break on the price?
Because I believe it did, and it still does.
Okay, cool.
But I remember the first time my parents took me to Disneyland. My brother Roger wasn't even born yet. It was in 1962, and Walt Disney was still alive because he lived to around 1967 or so.
66.
Thank you. And I remember we went there, and it was amazing. It was obviously much smaller, very simple, but I remember they said, Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, and everything was very simple. You know, it was just everything was happy. Everything was, there were the teacups. I remember the teacups that went around, and there was the
It was simpler back then, too.
It was.
You know, here's something I looked up and didn't tell you about, is that when they opened the park, which went together real quick. I mean, there was a serious construction thing. It opened with 18, I guess you'd call them, not rides, but cool things. 18, and 14 of them still exist.
Is that ever amazing?
Yeah.
Well, I know the teacups still exist.
You can't call them exhibits. What do you, I don't know.
Well, rides and stuff. And I have to tell you, I have my dad did the movies back then, you know, the old,
and 8mm?
Yeah, and there's pictures of us on the teacups going around and around and around.
You know, talk about simplifying. That's one thing we haven't thrown out. Those 8mm films are in our garage.
I know they are.
They are, in a metal canister.
But how do you throw away that? You know, those are memories that you want to hold on to.
You'll never see them again, probably.
Yeah, maybe you can transfer them to something. And we transferred them to, I think, VHS.
That's right.
Remember VHS, guys?
Hey, I remember Betamax.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But we were just thinking of a simpler time. And you know what? Disneyland was just so amazing.
It was. It truly was. Okay, let's round it out with a quote here.
Okay.
"The art of being wise is the art of knowing what to overlook."
Who said
Put
that?
Put that into your life.
Who said that?
It was William James.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what context, but it's cool, isn't it?
So simplifying your life would be knowing what to overlook.
Yep.
I love the art of
being wise, and that's the key in there, is the wisdom, is the art of knowing what to overlook.
That is fantastic.
I know. I like it.
Well, I'm going to close the show today with a quote. "If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself." Okay, guess who said it?
I know who said it. Okay. I want our listeners. Okay, you guys out there, who said that? All right. Prepare to be surprised.
Albert Einstein. So a genius was able to simplify something. And so that's it today. We just go out there, try to simplify your life, enjoy every day, because today is the only day that is promised. Because remember, we weren't born yesterday.